Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. I'm here. Oh, motherfucking jail. VITV back up in this. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Tampon Tuesday, October 4th, 2011. It's that time of the month, everybody. I was checking out Twitter earlier, and seems like everybody's on the virtual rag today. And on top of that, all kinds of crazy shit has been happening. Jeez, where to fucking start? Why don't I start before I get to any shit? Let me give a big shout out to the chat room. Look at the motherfucking chat room. What's up, everybody? Blog Talk Pirates in the building, Anon Sicko, Crappy Tires, Cyber War News, Ghost Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, Joe the Lizard. That's a new one. Shouts out to Joe the Lizard. Mary Mad in the house. Love you, Mary Mad. Good times. Glad to have you here as per usual. Yes, I am still Adam versus the man crushing pretty hard right now. Watch out, Mary. I might actually get Adam on the show. I tried to get him on the show a couple of months ago when he still had his TV show going, and he told me he was too busy. I think I can try him again. I think I should try him again, because I have a feeling he's not busy anymore, because his show is no longer on the air. Although he did a nice little YouTube video that I saw the other day where he did a little man on the street interview deal with down at Operation DC or Occupy DC. Get my Occupies and my Operations mixed up. But Jesus Christ, it's a goddamn scroll-a-thon going right now in the chat room. People are going nuts. I don't know if you've heard the news, but apparently our friend Motormouth has been apprehended by the authorities. Word on the street is that Motormouth has been banned. God knows what for. I mean, what the hell, for scrolling? What's the guy guilty of? Scrolling? Is that a crime? You cannot arrest a scroller, okay? And there's a huge scroll-a-thon going on in my chat room as we speak. I presume this is a scroll-a-thon in reverence, in solidarity with our fallen brother, Motormouth News. All right. If it's true, I'm saddened to hear that. I good friend of the show, Motormouth News, who's been pretty much a loyal listener, probably one of, if not the most loyal listeners this show has had for the past 2 months, I would say, straight. And if that's true, that would really be a shame. So shouts out to Motormouth. I hope you're safe and sound, and I look forward to you rejoining the chat room very, very soon. And I think in honor of Motormouth News, I don't think I will allow scrolling for the whole program. Sorry. I mean, as long as it's tame. Right now, it's just off the hook. It's not off the chain. They're spamming free Motormouth with hearts. Free Motormouth. Everything's just free Motormouth. Everybody's doing it. Suseki, however this fuck you say that guy's name. Did I get through the chat room roll call? I can't even pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm entranced by the scroll-a-thon we got going on in the chat room. Okay, I will just and people are getting muted, by the way, and that's not me muting you in the chat room. There's an automatic mute feature. If you spam the same thing four times, it automatically mutes you. So alternate your scrolling. You know, like, cut and paste, and then, you know, take off a heart, and then add a heart, and then take off a heart, and then add a heart. So you mix it up so you don't get automatically muted. Because I don't have the time to monitor and unmute you people for every time you get auto muted. So yeah, that's kind of a bummer. If it's true, I'm sorry to hear that Motormouth was banned. I miss him already. It's intense. If you would like to call in and share your thoughts on Motormouth's banning or anything else, there's also this whole press storm nonsense. I still am not up to speed on that. Maybe somebody can call in and get me up to speed on that. Apparently, Jamie rage quit and shut down press storm. And then allegedly after the fact, I guess, there was some sort of there was a press storm Facebook. I never knew there was a press storm Facebook. Like everybody was freaking out about this press storm Facebook account. First of all, was that a troll account? Can you verify that was actually? I mean, let's face it. Press storm is what, Jamie, and her husband Vince. Does anybody even know if that press storm Facebook account is even theirs to begin with? But whatever. Okay, so allegedly they rage quit, shut down press storm, and they gave some statement to the effect that it was essentially all an experiment to infiltrate Anonymous. So they shut down their website and their Twitter account, and that's it. And there was some lingering, raging Twitter battle going on between Vince and various agitated Anons. So that's some gossipy stuff we can talk about. Press storm, gone. Was it a honeypot? Was it not? What the hell was it? I know when Jamie was on this show, she definitely got some friction from a lot of my callers. And I don't know. What do you make of this? I don't know what to make of it. I'm still trying to get up to speed because I don't understand what touched all this. You know, what was kind of the smoking gun or the thing that just sort of brought it all down? Or it seems to me there was an article about an article or something. I don't know. I'd like to get to the bottom of it and find out what the hell is going on. I was a contributor to PressStorm.com. I technically did some reportage for them. I submitted an article or a report, and it was published by them. So technically, you know, I feel like I got kind of, this is like two for two for me for online reporting. Two for two, finding out after the fact that the online publication that I was writing for was a sham. Yeah. First it was chronicle.su. I thought I was doing real, hard-hitting, serious, straight-edge reporting. I was got them some exclusive reporting, and then it turns out it's a fake news site. So all the reporting I was done was essentially just for naught. And then I did some reporting for PressStorm, and now it turns out it was just a honeypot. They were just doing this to infiltrate Anonymous. They didn't give a shit about my article. Hell no. They just wanted access. It's all about access. And allegedly, apparently, there's a book. This is all for a book. They're penetrating Anonymous. Now they're gonna they've infiltrated Anonymous, and apparently now they're gonna write a book about it. Good luck. Good luck with that. So we could talk about that situation or not. It don't matter. Call in 347-826-7667 and let me know what's on your mind. Your calls take priority. Anon Sicko is here. What's up, Anon Sicko?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Oh, like I said. Well, I'm getting a confirmation from Jackal. I got an email from his wife. It's true. Motormouth was taken in. Now, is he in custody now? Is he locked up, or did they just cite him and have him on his way, or did they just process him and let him out? What's the deal, dude? Do tell. I would love to know. I would love to get the latest and the greatest, or not. We can keep it on the DL, whatever. I understand if people want to be cryptic at this moment. I don't know, but we have Jackal with us now on the line, so maybe he can shed some light now. What's up, Jackal?
Pretty good, I guess. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, dude. I'm just, I just got in the studio. I've been my head's just been in other places today, and I'm just trying to catch up to all this drama with Press Storm and now Motormouth.
Yeah, I've been with the Prestorm team, per se, for about 10 months. And yes, it's majority of the people running it is Vin and Jamie. But a lot of people were also helping running it day to day. And they actually even had a board of directors. It was a group of 10 people that were on it. 9 of those people would be considered anonymous. Out of those people, you would be extremely shocked about the people and the caliber of people that were on this team. I'm not going to get into who, but she's saying some pretty crazy stuff. And Motormouth's wife sent me an email. I don't know really all what's happening, but I know that that's what's going on. So that's what's up. And Vince ditched me.
I was just muted. I was giving you the floor, man.
Yeah.
Okay. What I was gonna say something. Okay. Was it you or somebody alluded to the fact that the Prestorn peeps were in possession of potentially some sensitive data in regards to Motormouth himself? So
through those 10 months, we became pretty trustworthy of each other. Maybe too much, but yeah, she definitely had his ducks.
Yeah, but there's nothing to.
There's nothing. I'm not going to point
nothing,
fingers.
There's nothing to suggest that she is in any way related to the compromising of Motormouth.
All I'm going to say is that she had the data. She has put on her Facebook that she is thinking about leaking that data, and that he got banned today. Those are 3 facts. I'm not going to have any.
Okay. Well, this is still early on. All this news is news to me. It just broke. So who knows? But time will tell.
Let's just say it's been a busy day.
Yeah. So can you confirm that Motormouth is still in? He's still whatever apprehended.
All I know is about a month ago he had his door kicked in by the FBI and.
I remember that.
And NYPD. All I can confirm is that happened, and all I can confirm is an email. I can't confirm anything in the middle, and I can't confirm
all of this for scrolling. Just for scrolling. Can you believe it, kids? That should teach you all not to scroll, okay?
Well, he was the best.
He was the best. He was a pioneer scroller. Like, I swear to God, if they better not put a term of his condition, he can't come on BTR, because then all hell will fucking break loose. I need that guy, man. Are you kidding me? He's my fucking ace in the hole. My anti-troll fucking... You and him are my anti-troll fucking trolls. My big guns, dude. Like, Flawless was in here, and he was holding it down with Flawless. It was just him versus Flawless, essentially. But Flawless was talking some shit about Cabin Crew, too.
Mm.
And they're very deceptive, too. They sucked me into it. They're like, Vince, we're going to make you an honorary member of Flawless Crew. So
yeah, I guess his last show was him getting trolled by you and someone else.
Yeah, maybe it was Flawless Crew that took him down.
Maybe.
They got the docs on me, dude. They were the first crew troll
it's
crew.
Not who has the, it's not who has the first docs. It's who has the most complete docs.
Well, most of the work they did was adopted by the people that came since. So I don't know, man. Then again, I'm pretty boring and as it is, so there's not much out there other than my butt and a Reuters article. Let me find out what Skype guy wants. The Skype guy 3-4, you're on the air. What's up?
Do what you want, because a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
You are a pirate. Soundboard Sunday was Sunday. It was Sunday. That Soundboard Sunday. Come back Sunday. I set up a whole goddamn show for the soundboarders. Soundboard Sunday. You call in on Sunday and you play your soundboards, and nobody did it. Fucking kids, man. They just don't understand. All right. Speaking of soundboarders, Crappy Tires is here, I believe. Crappy Tires, what's up?
Hello, it's Crappy Tires. What's up?
Hey, Crappy Tires, what do you think of this Motormouth press storm situation? Crappy, what the hell's going on, dude? Are you going to talk? Okay, again, Crappy Tires, did you hear what I said?
I think he's fapping.
Crappy, did you not hear what I said to the last caller? Soundboard Sunday, that's when you call in and do that shit. Soundboard Sunday, whole night, all just for you. Just like I used to have for Kishu. Kishu would just, all she would want to do is control the show by dictating me what Arctic Monkeys song I should play for her. And it became all about Kishu music. So then I decided, you know what, we're just going to dedicate a whole show, a whole night, just for your goddamn gay, you know, Britpop music. Just one day, just for that, Fruity Tuesday. And
Crappy Tire says his mic broke.
Yeah. You know what? It's more than your mic that's broken, Crappy Tires. Okay? It's past your bedtime. Seriously, bro. Either just call in and talk, or don't.
Up no process. He doesn't even stay on hold this long for his wife.
Jesus Christ, Op No Pro. What's on your mind? What's is this Op No Pro here? Op No Pro?
Where the fuck is the button to get on this goddamn show? Fuck!
There's actually a couple more callers waiting.
Let them come on, please. It's just I enjoy the way you have a conversation and you go, whoa, everybody's interested in this, and then you pick one person that gets to talk for 20 minutes, and we're all going, wow, that's cool. We have something to say. But no, go ahead, really. Bring the other callers on. I'm busy scrolling with my play toys. Retarded policeman videos to the chat room and stuff. And on
yeah,
Twitter,
I was watching them earlier.
A retarded policeman for Retard Tuesday. They're great, aren't they? I love them. But today we talk about Motormouth. So, Vince, bring the other people on, please, please.
Okay,
we're
ready?
Good. We know.
All right, here we go. Here's I Love Blog Talk, Skype caller who goes by the name I Love
Blog Talk. Do what you want with a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Apparently it's not for two things. Apparently it's fucking down for two things. Alright, that's my story. That's my story. Except I love Blog Talk. I muted I Love Blog Talk for a second. He's just playing a sound. It's not even a soundboard. It's just a song.
I feel bad for these people who have nothing more to do in their life than come to a Blog Talk radio show and do nothing but troll it all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
hey,
that really is pathetic, guys.
Hey, I've done that before.
All
still
these
there.
People do.
Still there. Okay, I gotta mute some people because I'm getting some hideous background noise. Hideous.
Get rid of
hideous
go
background
the green room and let them sit there and play it the entire time.
Oh.
All right. Okay, we're back to a manageable level. It's a non-sicko, jackal, and wait a second. Let me screen some callers. I'm putting everybody on mute now. I just had everybody open. Now everybody is mute. We're from one extreme to the other. I'm Vince in the Bay. This is how I do it. If you want to join me, get in on this cavalcade of mediocrity I call disorderly conduct. It's Tampon Tuesday. It sounds like OpNoPro came with his tampon firmly inserted in his anal passage. And once again, soundboarders, Sunday is when you call in. Soundboard Sunday is when you call in, okay? I have a caller here from a block number. I don't know who this is, even holding. Who is this? Block caller, you're on the air.
This is Kyoto.
All right. Kyoto's in the building. Good to have you here, bro. What's up?
I honestly, I don't care if David and Jamie were responsible for Motor Mouth getting banned or not. They're on my lifetime troll list. Bottom fucking line.
OpNoPro. Kyoto's trying to talk here. See, now he wonders why I put him on mute. It's because OpNoPro, you just don't stop talking, dude. That's the beauty and the charm of you, but it's also, you know, I'm trying to introduce Kyoto and you're just talking. What's that about? Sorry, Kyoto, continue. You were saying lifetime trolling. So based on what you saw, I don't even know I did see a lot of shit talking on Twitter between Vin and various folks. But what was really the main thing, the main impetus for all this? Was there something she wrote in an article, or what the hell happened that got everybody so pissed off that she just, you know, shut it down and said, oh, that's it? Does anybody know?
What are you talking about? What, did you see the condescending bullshit they put up on the Press Storm Facebook page? This has all been a sociological experiment, and you're fucking lab rats, and we're geniuses, and that's... And Vinky
talking about how they did
her
book and all this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck them, dude. Fuck them.
I didn't even know they had a Press Storm page. See, that's the thing. Are we sure that's not just some trolls?
Pretty positive.
For a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just kind of a weird. But yeah, and then on Twitter was kind of going nuts and
he was over the top.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, man. It's just kind of...
He called me son. And honestly, that's just about all it takes to get on, on my shit list, is using some sort of false term of endearment with me, you know. The lifetime troll list is a very special list that I maintain on a piece of copper. So,
You're putting Pressstorm on the troll list or Motormouth on the troll list?
No, Jamie and David are now on the lifetime troll list.
Okay.
Them, their kids, any extended relatives that I happen to track down.
Speaking of Jamie and her kids, you're with the Chronicle, correct?
No.
Me?
No.
I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else then. Then never mind.
No, I might troll them next.
You're going to troll the Chronicle now?
No,
dude,
they're not worth trolling. They're not worth trolling. They can't be trolled. They're self-trolls.
I think they're funny.
The article today. They had an article today about Barack Obama joining the Operation Wall Street protesters. I thought it was very insightful, cutting-edge reporting.
Yeah, they got it before everybody else.
Yeah, they're pretty
the
hilarious.
Scoop.
They get the scoop. I don't know how they do it.
So the breakout of Press Storm. It was an article that was written by Jamie about Occupy Wall Street. And then a person wrote a story that was going against it. And everybody on Press Storm's staff got on her about it, and then she rage quit. She did a classic... Crappy tires, rage quit. Shut down everything and weep.
Yeah, but not before she reposted her story to other places.
Of course, because her story had to get out there.
Not to mention she was taking donations and all this shit too, so she was just scamming people out of their money.
She needed money for the servers. I and her were friendly at the time. I personally suggested to do donations to see if people would help. Now looking back, it's probably not the smartest thing ever, but I'm a man and I can take responsibility for things I do wrong.
Yes, well, the thing is if it's a legitimate site, then it's not a bad thing. But if you're just doing an experiment, then there's no reason for there. Oh my God, I'm really glad I stayed away from PressStorm. When she came on the show a couple of times, just the way she talked, something about it just annoyed me. So I just never went around PressStorm.
Yeah, and I haven't been on the PressStorm team for about a month. I've been concentrating on other things that I find more important. So I don't really know what's been happening the past month, but I've been talking to other people that have. And that's just what I'm being told.
Yeah, I had her picked for a wing net from day one. I mean, that's kind of what surprises me about all this is I thought, you know, I would just come on Vince when she was on and troll her with fact. Like, she comes on and talks about Agenda 21. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, it's just, like, disassociative facts. You know, I never took her seriously, and I honestly thought that people were kind of being, you know, just opportunist in terms of jumping on the PressStorm thing and using, you know, their audience to get out the word on ops and stuff. So, I mean, I was a little surprised by how this has all played out, but you know, live and learn. That's the moral of the story. And I for one, just hope that she registered the nonprofit organization that they were collecting donations through to do work with prisoners, and I certainly hope they reported the income they received through their site to the IRS, because they'll be asking questions about that sort of thing.
Oh, of course. Especially if she starts getting friendly with these feds.
Why, she doesn't have to get friendly with them. I'm sending... materials are being drawn up as we speak, my friend. I don't troll lightly, and they're on the lifetime troll list, so I think it's absolute bullshit what they've done. And there's repercussions.
First thing you should know is that her last name isn't actually Corny. So you should probably talk to me afterwards to figure out what her real last name is.
I've got their docs.
Okay.
I found you want her arrest materials?
I already have that.
Mental health records? Okay. And I passed some of that stuff along earlier. The team, there was a small team working on it earlier today.
I think we should
do some consolidation at some point, yeah.
There was a pretty large cabin that was full of people. See, the funny thing is, most people don't realize this, is that the cabin came out of PressStorm. It started off as all the anons in it that were trying to get away from it, but still have, we've gotten to know each other, right? So we started this little room for them. People could still do ops and stuff like that. And, like, that's where we started. So we feel extremely betrayed over this whole thing. So, yes.
And you're all really decent people. Like, I like the work that the cabin does.
Well, thank you.
I have nothing but respect for you guys. And
well, let's continue going. Actually, we were talking because we do like the anybody could write anything aspect of PressStorm. And we're probably going to be launching a site post PressStorm with the same ideas, but not at any way what came out in the wash.
All right, let's try another call here. I got another block number on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince.
Oh, it's Crappy Airbags. What's up, Airbags?
Nothing, man. I'm kind of bumming about Motormouth.
Yeah, me too. I think we all are.
Sucks. Balls.
no doubt. What else, dude?
That's about it. Hopefully Omar Santos is going to come on your show next week. That'll be cool. I'm working on another surprise.
You should be the guest host for that show.
Oh, no doubt. I'll just be the engineer.
I'll just announce things and be the engineer, and it could be a one-on-one, like Charlie Rose style, just bags and Omar.
No, Mono, Shagmi has to come on.
Yeah, we need Shagmi. Absolutely has to be on.
Oh, actually, that could be it. That'll be it. It'll be Shagmi versus Omar, and it'll be moderated by Crappy Airbags.
There you go. Yeah, but man, that sucks. I hope if he needs any help, everybody gets the word of what that is.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
All right, well, stay on the line, dude. Stay on the line. OpNoPro rage quit a second ago, but if you know anything about OpNoPro, he'll be back in, I don't know, maybe T-minus 5 minutes. So stick around, dude. And who knows? Speaking of Crappy, here's Crappy Tires. What's up, Crappy Tires?
Hello, it's Crappy Tires. What's up?
Nothing much. What's up with you?
Dude, seriously?
Again, you guys are not hearing me, I guess. Hello? Is this on? Hello? 1-2. Check. 1-2. Do you guys hear me? Jackal, sicko.
Yeah, we hear you. I don't know why Crappy
Soundboard Sunday.
Sunday.
Crappy Tires, it's past your bedtime, too. You even complained the other day that you stayed up too late and couldn't wake up for school. So that's the end of the show for you, Crappy Tires.
Thank you, very nice.
Anyway, it's Vince of the Bay with Sicko, Jackal, Kyoto, and Bags, and one other caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Block number. Who's this?
Just my ass.
OpNoPro, back from the dead. After
talking about a rage quit, I've been on for 20 minutes, you fuck. Let me tell you how it works,
actually,
Vince.
No, actually, you haven't, because I have a little timer, a little hold timer, and it says you were on for 6 minutes and 37 seconds. So, there.
You tell us we're going to be on mute, right? You tell us, hey, I'm going to put everybody on mute. Let me take control of the show. And then you put us all on mute. You're supposed to. I'm busy talking on my speech recognition, Vince, not talking to you. Not talking to the green room. Not talking to your visitors and my great...
All right, fine. I got it. I get it. I know what you're saying.
You got a paralyzed, paraplegic midget here that has to do certain things a certain way. So, let's not do that shit. Tell me I'm fucking talking over people. Kiss my Pooh Bear. Anyway, Jamie and that fat cunt liar. Let's talk about her. Because you know I hate her, Dan.
Dude, even the what's her name, X-25 princess, she even got in on the hate patrol.
Well, I wasn't hating. I remember when we talked privately and we said we'd never talk about it, and we hadn't until tonight. Jamie is a pseudo-intellectual pig, and for that fat fuck to be so disgraceful to all of the individuals that you have calling into the show, and to read from a script, almost as if it's a talking paper, Kyoto, you get it? The conversation that she had about the fucking thing that's 50,000 feet down where the people were going to live, and, oh, that's 5 miles. Sure, Vince, I had to scratch my head and remember that a mile is 10,250 feet. What a cunt. So she comes here and she talks about everything as if she's an expert in anything. That girl was so stupid, I told you I could. Remember I said I cannot be on your show?
Yeah, I remember.
Do you keep her awake from me? Because she's a stupid twat. And for you to think for a second that she is really indulging in some kind of conspiratorial efforts as Jamie, I was checking up on Anonymous. No, she got fucking caught in something that she wrote. She pissed everybody off. Gravity Boots, Jackal, you know who that is, absolutely understands what's happening there. He's second in charge, for Christ's sake. And yeah. I understand the situation.
And he's pissed, too. Man, that boy
is
pissed.
I'm not getting him to come on the show to explain the whole thing. But he and I had to agree with me this morning because I couldn't believe that Jamie was trying to pass this off as, oh, I was just doing a FBI gonad trip on all the anons. What a fucking thought. That is such a lie. It's ridiculous, Vince. And for you to even think that for a second that she was doing homework on us rather than us scrutinizing her up and down the ass every second of the day, you have it completely reversed, Vince. You have no idea how much hatred and bitterness was really thrown towards that lady, letting her just run her mouth. It's like Barrett Brown. It's a lot of fun to let him run it because you can learn so much while they're running it. And then at some point, you got to court the diarrhea. And that's what it boils down to. And Jamie falls into that. And troll of the top of the troll of the year. What list was that? Kyoto troll of the year or all-time troll?
All-time troll.
Absolutely. Same vote. Put one down for me. I'll be there. What a dumbass to even pretend. Jesus Christ, that irritates me. And Vince, for you to be sad and think that she did that? Oh, God. I know you're sad about Motormouth, and I feel really bad about that. But, yeah, he got dusted. And many more will. They are on top of Preststorm right now. Trust me. That's why Parallax and all the little other trolls are saying, hey, what's going on with Preststorm? Did you write anything? Were you participant in that? You know? This is like 1953 in McCarthy era. Like getting interviewed in Hollywood. Were you part of Preststorm? It's going to be another question on our curriculum vitae and interview for jobs in the future. What city did you occupy? What did you write for Preststorm? There's the second thing you have to have done in order to be living. But it's stupid. Not with another story. But these are the credits of life.
So you have to occupy a city and write for Preststorm to be elite?
Yeah, absolutely. No, to be accepted in a new job during your job interview. They will ask you, what city did you occupy and were you arrested? You have to answer yes to both of those. And they'll ask you, did you write for Preststorm? And if you answer yes to all three, you'll be hired. If you answer no to any of them, they'll throw your ass in jail. For not having been brought up right. Isn't that the dream? I think so. And Jamie's going to run the prison with her bitches. What a piece of shit. And Jamie, I never told you anything about this, did I? I was quiet and polite. But you are.
You were. Because because around the time that I was having, I had her on my show a handful of times, maybe two or three times. And I think after one of those times, you expressed these feelings and concerns to me at the time. Yeah, and I respect you for holding back a lot of. I respect you for holding back a lot of that. You know, is in reverence to the show, but it is what it is. This is an open platform here, and it's interesting to analyze things. Be a Monday morning quarterback or whatever, but. But yeah, man, I hear you. We got to bring on more callers, dude. The party continues. I got a caller out of a blocked caller here. Who's this? Blocked caller. You're on the line. Who's this?
Is this me?
That's you. Is that Shagmy?
Yeah, I had a couple of things to say. Why the fuck are you wasting even a second on it? It happened. Learn from it. Move on from it. You keep fueling the fire. Obviously, they're going to be laughing and giggling and everything like that. You're letting them win. You're letting them take over your fucking mind and get mad.
I think we just need a chance to air it, Shag. That's all. And if it's one night, fine. It'll be blown out of our system.
I agree.
You know,
a lot of people are angry about it.
Down right now.
To voice that anger.
Yeah, and we haven't had a chance to even learn what it is. We're just seeing the reactions without having the knowledge. And that's dangerous.
I mean, this should be a good lesson to never trust anyone to just really walk into your door, snoop around, and walk right out.
Not necessarily the less you want.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Blows my mind. She basically just fucking would peek into shit. She, you know, you don't know anything about her.
Actually, we do. We have a lot of her documents.
Well, yeah, now.
No, I've had them for months.
Shag, I think you'll do much better with do anything that you can take the risk on in order for the downside. In other words, trust everybody unless you can't trust the event that might come from it. And that one, be careful on. But do not close your doors and not trust anybody. That's ridiculous.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm very cautious about who I invite in my little circle.
Be cautious. It's all up to risk. If you can afford the risk, take the opportunity. If you cannot afford the risk, don't do it. That's all. That's what will get you through any revolution and revolt in life. If you can afford the downside, jump in. Anyway, there is an echo, Vince. They're talking about an echo out there, and I kind of hear it a little bit.
Well, that's what you get when you have a bunch of techno nerds on the line all at the same time, and we get various feedback from other people, and it bleeds over into the whole fucking goddamn thing. That's why I got to put this shit on lockdown. Everybody's on mute again. That's right, bitches. That's how we roll here. I got another caller I want to get to here. Somebody that's been waiting from area code 805. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Roy.
Roy.
So
Roy.
I want
to
do.
Great to have you back, Roy. I think I remember you. I think you've called in here before.
Chimed in maybe once or twice total.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Good to have you back. What are your thoughts on all of this nonsense?
Pressstorms. I was going to kind of comment on the union idea.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Please. Whatever you want to talk about, go for it.
Now, the whole union adopting thing, I don't know if anybody else has seen the there's a Tea Partyist that actually posted on the pace bin, and it was linked kind of rapidly within an hour, and I read over it, and it was a kind of a forewarning of, you know, hey, if you guys are going to revolutionize, let me tell you about what our downfall was. And it was a very early adopter of the Tea Party movement before any of the mass media covered it. And it was actually pretty interesting to see the development of how he or she saw the downfall of the Tea Party and how they were adopted by GOP and just, you know, got pretty much bought out and hijacked. And it's almost creepy in a way because he or she predicted it in essence days before the unions and everything else started adopting this in. And my only concern, and I don't know if everybody shares this with me, and I want to shout this out and to see what other people think, but my thought process is that why do you have to join in saying you're union when you can just say I'm an American 99% and I believe that this movement should, you know, further on, and rather than tagging it as we're a union and we're jumping in, you know, and it just seems a little hijacked to me at this point. And I'm actually on the fence about the whole thing as far as whether to even keep supporting it or not is, you know, like I said, I'm on the fence because of the whole union tag on the movement itself right now. So I don't know. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but that's kind of how I feel. You know, I don't feel like it's right, but, you know, I'm not going to say I know everything or anything, but just kind of wanted to get a feel for what everybody else feels about the movement and where it's going right now.
I think I'm right about where you are, man. I'm cautiously pessimistic. I think that what this was, in the genesis, this idea attracted a lot of people that already had their preconceived beefs and were sort of like already had their idea about what this was going to be, and they have, you know, preconceptions. And I saw from the get-go, the first week, or, you know, on the ground, there's different activists that have a different cause that they want to somehow shoehorn into this whole demandless movement. And it felt very, very grassroots at the beginning, and maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I think there were some operatives in on the groundwork from the beginning here, but I think mixed in with those operatives were altruistic and good-natured good-meaning people who just kind of became useful idiots in some regards. And, you know, people that it's kind of like the Obama hope and change thing. It's just, if you just come up with a buzzword that anybody can project their own idea of what hope or change was onto it, sure, you can make people, you know, buy into it. And I think that's kind of, a lot of people were, you know, have some sort of utopian vision of what this is going to do, and it's going to somehow, you know, help further their cause that they already have. And that's what it's becoming now. They're just trying to latch on to other causes that they can morph into their already existing thing. It, you know, it started with, like, they did some outreach with the capital punishment people when that guy got executed. You know, they morphed in with them, and then they morphed in with various unions and stuff. And from the beginning, they were like trying to do outreach to unions because they wanted to get their numbers up. They wanted to get noticed. They want to get recognized, and that's what it's all been about, as far as I can tell. The closest thing, I said this last night, the closest thing I can see as a goal is just to get media coverage. And I feel like whatever it was, even if it was an altruistic, organic, grassroots thing at the beginning, I already see it being derailed and taken over by the MSNBC, which has been dying for its own Tea Party to have, just like the Fox News got, you know, hijacked the Tea Party. I think they're just,
right.
they're looking for, and you can see it from all the MSNBC regulars who are already on the ground there, especially Dylan Radigan, who's gone so far as wearing a fucking Guy Fawkes mask, and you know, he's like, I'm one of you. Him and what's his name, Lawrence, they're all signed up, dude. They want their own little Tea Party so bad, and I think they got it. Good for them. Good for them. But I just hope the people that are on that, you know, on that team now realize that that's what it is now. And I'm sorry if that hurts some people, that harsh reality, you know, hurts some folks, but that's fine. There's nothing wrong with this Occupy Wall Street being a left-wing thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it is, I'm not, you know, I'm going to be on the sideline just observing, just like I was at the Tea Party. When I initially saw that Tea Party come out, I was like, oh, hey, you know, we need to rein in government. Just like, you know, hey, we need to, rein in Wall Street. Sure. Nope. Yeah, definitely. But then it becomes like a partisan political thing, and then it's like, dude, we should be beyond that, seriously.
Well, which brings even, and this is almost straight up conspiracy, but almost to the point now where you got to wonder, is it literally a planned execution by, you know, political gain? Like, as far as politics in general, like, they see, okay, Occupy Wall Street, a couple hundred people, maybe even 1,000 on the first day because it's a weekend. And then, you know, oh, it dies down a bit. And it's not a big deal. Oh, shit, it's spreading across, you know, the whole U.S. now. It's gaining a lot of traction. And I kind of wonder, seriously, do you really think that this is not something that's maybe planned, that, oh, well, they're gaining traction, we probably should do something about it, so let's go ahead and inform, you know, one side or the other to take a hold of it and then hijack it and, you know, to keep people from actually revolting, you know. I mean, and that's my worry, honestly, because honestly, I truly did believe it. I really do, and still to heart, I do want to believe it. But my logic is telling me, you know, this is not a good thing to have tags on Occupy Wall Street, like unions and all the other different organizations that are just saying, yes, we're all in for it. You know, it just kind of really derails it, because the whole idea was, we're just people. We're people that work hard, and that's all we are. It doesn't matter who you work for or what you do, whether you're unemployed or not. You know, it doesn't matter. Like myself, I'm employed, and I went. But, you know, a lot of those people that I bought dinner for at the Occupy LA, you know, those people were unemployed, and I did whatever I could. But at the same time now, I'm feeling like, you know what, if it's going to be jacked now by unions and everything else, which I actually agree with, I actually agree with unions, but from a protest standpoint, I don't think it's a very healthy idea or a very smart move to endorse, you know, unions or any sort of not a corporation, but, you know, any sort of group for that matter. It should be
special interest. They're essentially another special interest.
Exactly.
They might be a low, you know, maybe not as powerful a special interest as Goldman Sachs or some of these characters, but, you know, they're sent to me. I essentially see them as being on the same team, you know, which is their own team. They're just looking out for themselves. They don't give a fuck about the common struggling person. But I think ultimately these protests are kind of, you know, got to be taken on face value. Is like when I see this stuff in the news, I try to step back and think of it as what if this was happening in another country? How would I interpret it? I kind of interpret it right now as kind of how I see the protests in Tel Aviv, where they've had way more. You know, you want to talk about a couple thousand? They've had a couple hundred thousand folks coming into the streets. And those protests don't necessarily have any one central demand either. They're more just kind of like just protesting general, you know, cost of living increases and overall low wages and stuff like that. And I think that's essentially what this is. And it's going to, if unemployment stays where it's at and gets worse, you'll see more shit like this happen. And it's going to keep happening. And it's going to have, and people are going to be protesting things, you know, a little more concrete, you know, than just like Wall Street. They're going to be, you know, fucking protesting the price of bread, God knows what. Let's go around the horn and see what other people think. Sicko, what do you think? Sicko, are you there? Earth to Sicko.
Yeah, I was muted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everybody's muted. I have everybody on mute. I was gonna go around the horn individually, but I can just bring everybody back on and whoever
come back
chime
to me.
Especially Op No Pro. I wrote down Op No Pro, like, because I label everybody's name in the when they went on the board, and I spelt it Op No Bro.
That's okay.
Op No Bro. No, you're Op Totally a Bro. What's up?
No comment about the Tea Party. None whatsoever.
Right. We got
about the protests and stuff, though. I think, again, we should quit focusing. I mean, everybody wants to get money out of politics. Quit focusing on politics. You know, since day one, since this country was founded, George Washington's presidency was bought and paid for. Okay? So, I mean, and that's fact. That's not fiction. You know, there's a reason why he quit being the president. We need to rise above politics. You know, you can't fix
Absolutely.
Symptoms of a broken system.
Yeah.
You know, even if you fix the symptoms, the system's still broken. We need to be focusing on what we can do to better ourselves and better each other. And when I say ourselves, I don't mean what you can do to better you. By ourselves, I mean us as a whole. You know? And the minute that these protests started taking on get money out of politics, or do this with politics, or do that with politics, they lose a lot of steam. They lose a lot of steam, and they also open themselves up to be co-opted and taken over, just like the Tea Party.
I agree, but I think the main issue is that, like, you know, as far as where it's going to – I mean, the GAs are healthy. I believe that. I attended them myself. I think it's a very good and healthy thing, but – overall, though, you know, with where it's going to go from here is where I'm scared. You know what I mean by that? Like, I mean, for example, the union's taking over, the whole mass media, which I know truly, honestly, I don't care about, and I don't even honestly watch mass media. I get all my information from what I search and what I, you know, gather from people around me and everything else. But mass media, you have to admit, is a fucking machine, and they control the United States. So it would be ignorant of myself to say that it doesn't matter what the mass media thinks, you know, with the unions. And I guess that's really the core of what I'm worried about, is that, you know, if with unions taking over and everything else, or at least joining in, it's going to give them the almost the perfect incentive to now tags Occupy Wall Street as a far left nut movement. You know what I mean by that, right? And that's where I'm worried, though, is that it's now going to be tagged. So now we're going to eliminate, you know, the whole purpose of the movement, which is it doesn't matter who you are or what you are. Now it's you have to be lefty, union, crazy in order to join this movement. And it's going to eliminate a lot of steam.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely. And with that, we're going to take a little break here. We're getting into the second hour here. And I'm going to refresh the board here. And some of these people that are calling in, if you're calling in on Skype or whatever, try calling in on a hard line connection, a good solid broadband. Don't be like calling in, stealing your neighbor's Wi-Fi and, you know, hiding under 8 VPNs and 12 proxies and, you know, whatever, dude. Because we're getting some serious feedback action, and I like to provide the best overall audio quality that there is to offer here on Blog Talk Radio, and I think I want to do a shout out here in a second to everybody who's in my chat room. It's once again, it's what the hell am I calling this show? Tampon Tuesday. Yeah, it's that time of the month, kids. Tampon Tuesday. I want to thank my sponsor for the Jesus Christ. I want to thank my sponsor for the first hour. It's Tampax was our sponsor for the first hour. Shouts out to Tampax, and our second hour is now, which we're now going into, is going to be brought to you in part by OB Tampons. So once again, it's that time of the month, everybody. Tampon Tuesday. Thank you for coming out. Let's see who's in the chat room right now holding me down. I got Loops, who spells her name 100PZ, Loops. Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Der Mussolini. Okay, Moose. Der Mussolini, I like that. Ghost Zero in the building. Goose Cream Soup. Jackal Anon. Jersey Anarchist. I thought it was Jersey Antichrist. That'd be a good one, too. Jersey Antichrist. Joe the Lizard. Mary Mad. Movie Bits. Op No Pro. Prison Reform Movement. Big shout out to the Prison Reform Movement in the building. Shag Me, Wendigo, X Cross Bernie Bones, X Crossbones, Crossbows. I don't know. And a bunch of guest listeners, thank you all for tuning in. And we've been talking about all kinds of junk. Occupy Wall Street, Pressstorm. Is rage quit. There's no longer any press storm. We've been hashing out the fallout of that. Also, Motormouth News, our good friend Motormouth News, has been banned everybody, and you'll notice he's not gracing us with any scrolling tonight, and that's unfortunate. I really miss the guy already. It's just not the same without him going nuts in the chat room. So I think I'm going to take a little break here and come back in a few momentos. And if you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. I shall be right back.
Fly over, fly over. Sing, fly over, fly over. Chant, fly over, fly over.
Stop on the get your girl in the celebration. kinda innocent. Rubbing shoulders with the super cross engines. Burning up the Urals in South Kensington. Choking up my like the fire smoking on the air. Something should rather be anywhere but here. Choking up like the fire smoking on the air. Something should rather be anywhere but here. See, fly over, fly over. Step on the gas down the accelerator. Fly over, fly over.
What the fuck is that all about? Alright, hang on a second. That song sounds whack. Let's try this song.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There we go.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
Worshipping Jesus, praising Allah, they praying to Buddha. It's a holy war in the age of computers. Revenge of the Arabs. Cats will probably die in Cuba. His brother through marriage, his destiny is vowed to rule. The English is with it. North Koreans testing the waters. They sons and their daughters are training for American slaughter. The planet is hotter, getting hotter, hotter than lava. If I had a dollar for every time they mention Osama, the wicked, the winning, the cunning, the coming. They humming, the gunning. The Jews are dropping bombs and they blowing up hundreds. Chavez is tripping. Venezuelan oil conglomerate. It up in Alaska, the pipeline is polluting the continent. Hell with the Vatican. Benedict is conflict with faggots. You don't want them changing or arranging of marriages. Babies and cabbages twisted by domestic disturbances. Urgent emergencies freaking all your neighbors and urges. Hell with their purposes. Gasoline is peaking and rocketing. It's the Arab and Israeli conflict really the problem. Just look at Obama. He shares an ancestor with Cheney. We living in Harvard. The television wilding for ratings. I'm tired of waiting. I got a feeling something go happen. Ain't nobody skating. I dreamed about the splitting of atoms. I really can't fathom the chemicals. Our food is insane. They're grabbing our children and sticking them up in basic training. It's so entertaining to witness all these millions of people just gather together and worship all those symbols of evil. It's starting upheaval and gathering our secret society. Shutting primeval inside of me to crave notoriety. Sitting on your blessings. They tortured me in school with their lessons. Sat me in front of a man and made me give him confession. This country's oppression has got us going through a recession. Your worldly possessions will all be taken soon with discretion. They killing in Burma, erasing more than half of they populous choppers is drifting across the Gaza Strip and they mocking us. People are screaming. The gun and busting scattered its metal. You know you ain't dreaming. It's just another day in the ghetto. Slowly killing us through cigarettes and medication. Okinawa, Hiroshima, Pullman, every emphysema. Soldiers up in Iwo Jima. Didn't need no help from FEMA. Chosen men with battle scars. Galactic rhyme, your battle star. Poison rays that travel days. There's many ways to land on Mars. Now they killing us with cars. Cause they overlook the fumes. Baby food that come in jars. Fed the infants causing doom. Hit the lights and leave the room. People running in the street. Armageddon coming soon. Microchips control your sleep. Scan your wrist and pay your debts. The sky is full of flying jets. Mixing clouds with chemicals. Amazing, we ain't dying yet. Every time you wash your hair or brush your teeth, you're dying quick. Every time you eat a hunk of steak and take a giant shit. Every time you feed your kids, I bet they are preservatives. And every time the major planets always try to murder us. The streets are full of mercenaries waiting for their time to kill. Worshipping the pyramid is found upon the dollar bill. I hope you understand for real again, I never say it. We only have till 2012 before they come in spaceships, spaceships, spaceships.
Balls to you.
Very nice. High five.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Aw, oh, motherfucking Jaya. Hey, hey, hey. Vince back up in this. Join me in the chat room. If you're listening and you're a guest listener, you're not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, it's not too hard to do. You sign up like any other social networking site. You just create a little profile. It takes about 2 minutes. You get a little screen name, throw up a little avatar picture, bada bing, bada boom, and you log back into the chat room, and you can talk shit with everybody in the chat room. And it's good times. There's people going nuts in there. Unfortunately, I get so preoccupied on the switchboard and whatnot that I can't really pay close attention to the chat room. But thank you, Mary Mad, for participating and being such an active member in the chat room. Mary Mad is a very loyal listener and chatter. Unfortunately, she's one of the people that does not call in. And Mortarmouth was more or less one of those people too, although he called in a couple of times. But for the most part, they were sort of the chat room warriors. And I can't imagine like Mortarmouth not being in the chat room would kind of feel the same if Mary Mad somehow disappeared. It wouldn't feel the same. Kind of get used to people after a while, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But anywho, in the meantime, it's Sicko here, Jackal Anon, Kyoto, Op No Bro, and Roy and Shagme here with me. And there's a few other callers with their hands not raised. If you're called in and you want to join the conversation, press the number 1 on your keypad. Press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation. And look at that. The switchboard lights up. Let's see who this is. Area code 626. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Miss Becker.
Who?
Miss Becker. I'm trying to figure out how to log in the chat. Oh, I got an error. Hi. I'm at MS Becker, Miss Becker.
Ms. Becker. So is that what you want to go by? Becker? Ms. Becker?
Call me Ellie.
Ellie. That's easier. I like that.
Nope.
So, Ellie, what brings you to the show? What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I've been doing research for the free Mortarmouth stuff and on our lovely Prestorm friends. And I was entertained by your what's the word? You sort of gave a benefit of the doubt that they may have filed like a nonprofit organization to collect those donations.
Did I say that? I didn't say that.
I think so, or you, someone did. Someone did.
Somebody probably said it on the show. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But, okay,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
That idea is out there. What about it? What about it?
I've been like searching for a DBA filed by them and also looking up what you have to do to incorporate yourself as a nonprofit in either South Dakota or Michigan, which is the two docs we have. And it's like I can't find any Prestorm or any DBAs for any of these people that have been doxed. And also it's you do have to, like, incorporate yourself and get a DBA in these two states if you want to be a nonprofit. So if anyone's had that, you know, benefit of the doubt that they had gone ahead and done that, it just didn't happen, so we can throw that one out. And also, it's like they're saying they're doing research, and I've been told perhaps that was their last ditch to, like, protect themselves. Like, oh, we were doing research this whole time. And I just find it interesting that they're using a South Dakota State school email address, because that's going to screw them very hard, because I'm calling that university tomorrow and asking if they authorize this project, and if they didn't, then I'm sure they're going to be hearing from those schools' attorneys pretty soon for soliciting for donations for a nonprofit organization that doesn't exist, if anyone wants to call it that, and harming people in the process. So, anyways, I just wanted to throw that stuff in there. I think it's ridiculous that they're waving the research flag, because I've done psychological research before on humans, and you just don't do this.
You want to know my take? And
yeah.
I can't claim to know Pressstorm that intimately. Yeah, I submitted an article to them once, and I had it on my show a couple of times, but I really didn't. I was in her IRCs a couple of times. There was a point there where I was kind of hanging out in the IRCs for a little bit, but I never really got that deep and attached to Pressstorm to really know what the hell was going on. But my overall analysis was. Okay, I don't know. As far as I remember, the last communication I remember them putting out there was that them saying that they were going on a road trip. They're like, "We're taking Pressstorm on the road, everybody. We're gonna go out on the road and do journalism on the road. So submit your articles, blah blah blah." And I sort of took it as, "Oh, cool. They're taking their little shindig on the road. Good for them." But I don't know if you followed them on Twitter. They've been fighting with these trolls nonstop back and forth for their entire existence, at least as far as I can tell. And they've had a lot of heat come their way. And I think this is just a rage quit. I think it was probably a financial burden for them to continue this thing. It was basically a vanity project. I mean, if anybody could,
yeah.
I mean, it's obvious it was a vanity project. And you know, it had to take a lot of man hours and work and time and effort to put into that. And at a certain point, you need some sort of financial gain. I'm sure at some point they realized that it was not going to pay any dividends, and they'd have to shut it down. What better way to kiss it off into the good night than to fucking rattle the hive on their way out? And I honestly saw it as them just probably saying like.
The way they're rattling the hive is not an intelligent way to rattle the hive at all.
Well, let's face it. Those kids were attention seekers, and a lot of us are. Aren't we all on the internet? Aren't we all on the internet in some way, shape, or form? Attention whores, attention seekers. Some of us are a little bit more veiled than others. They were, and that's fine. That's fine. And I had no problem putting those two on my show. You know, I'm all about, if you're gonna be. I'm pretty tolerant. Let's just put it that way. I'm a pretty tolerant guy, and I can certainly, keep an open mind to differing opinions, even if I think they're crackpot. Some of them, some of the crackpot shit I fucking agree with. But yeah, she rubbed a lot of the people the wrong way, her and Vin. And I think, I don't know, I think they probably just got sick of it, and this is just their way of rage quitting and leaving and just being done with it. I think you could just tell every time she was on my show, she sounded very winded, very tired, very just sort of worn down from the trolls. And, I've heard that in people's voices a lot on the internet, actually. And I think at a certain point, they're just like, this is affecting our family. It's probably affecting their life, their day-to-day lifestyle. I mean, I can't imagine that. Website really generated a lot of revenue to sustain a family or anything. It had to be just an immense, burden, a pet project that just got too big for their bridges and whatever. It they finally had to get rid of it. And when you have this, you have the cool playhouse for this long time, and you have to tear it down. I guess they just said, we're just going to tear it down and burn it and say fuck you all. You can't have the playhouse. See you later.
But, why didn't they just do that? Why are they waving the research flag and acting like arrogant assholes?
Dude, I don't know. Pure speculation on my part, but I think they're just trying to get some attention. I think they're just looking for attention, ultimately.
My other question is: is it all circumstantial evidence, or do we have like proof that the Motormouth banning was?
I'm going strictly off Jackal. Jackal, I defer to Jackal. He says he has confirmation from his wife, so I trust that. But I don't know if he's still locked up or what.
I have confirmation that it happened. I don't have confirmation about how they got the data. I'm not gonna assume how they got the data. I'm just going to say that she had the information. She's bragging on her Facebook that she can give it out.
and Motormouth got banned. Those are three hard facts that happened. Anything
that
else?
That she did give it out?
No, no, no. That she could give it out.
She
has the data.
I see. Okay.
So do you think I'm going to be in the book? Think there'll be a chapter on Vince in the Bay?
That you're going to be in the book? Ooh, can I be in the book too?
I hope I was part of the research. I hope I was a part of the research.
Someone said on Twitter that they hope that the book comes out, but then we can go to the book signings.
Dude, I want John Cusack to play me in the movie.
Wonder who will play me in the movie.
I'll be a stunt double. My cameo will be like a stunt scene.
Lovely.
Between me and Gravity Boots, we'll be main people inside the movie.
My only concern for, really, I'm concerned for these people, especially if the case is that they had the data and they handed over to the feds, because the fact is I could dox them easily. I'm not even a hacker. I was able to do it. And if they had gone about this as a quote-unquote research project, you know, and it ends up in harm, if they actually did hand that data over and harm Motormouth, that's obstruction of justice. These people aren't intelligent people. If they really wanted to, if they said, hey, look, feds, we got an in. Can you protect our identities? We'll go after what you want. Then I wouldn't have been able to go and dox them right away as a non-hacker. So these people, you know, they dug themselves into a really big hole, and they are pissing a lot of people off. And I didn't even follow Pressstorm, and they're pissing me off because they're not intelligent. And they went ahead on their Facebook, and they quoted one of my rage tweets at some point. And it's like,
what's your Twitter again?
Miss Becker, M.S. Becker.
Oh, yeah, I read that today.
If you go like 8
Am I following
people,
you?
Huh?
What's funny is that they went off Twitter to go to Facebook live posting. Seriously.
And then I found out about it like second-handedly, and then I went on my Facebook to respond like, hey, cowards, why don't you say this to my face? Jesus Christ. But
I love how they automatically blocked it, but then anybody else couldn't write on their wall. They
no,
saw
no,
us
no.
coming.
Oh dear! But they're, you know, they're 200 people in the world liking them. Most of them probably actually hating them now. But I don't know. I did my research. I'm done with these people. And it's like the only reason why I had the.
They've only actually gained one follower the whole day.
Right. The only reason why, it's silly because I've heard a few people go, you know, I kind of sensed this about these people in the first place, and I wasn't even looking at Pressstorm before today. But I did have a freaking Twitter spat with David before, and it was like I was just sort of defending one of my friends who was getting in a spat with him, and I'm like, why are you being such a childish asshole? Like, don't you have better things to do with your time, which is something I do every now and then on Twitter to people who are just trolls. And he fought with me, and then, like, I tried to get him, like, to explain why he was criticizing this other person, and he just, like, cursed at me and said, I don't answer to you, and I'm looking at his picture. It looks like a man in his 50s or 40s, and it's like, you know, I got the sense from him pretty, you know, right when I met him that he wasn't any sort of legitimate person in general. So I kind of don't get why people didn't sense that when they were putting their trust into them. But, you know, you live and learn, I guess. Did I lose you?
No, you
totally
still.
Totally lost. Let's see. I'm bringing back people. Kyoto, you're still here. Roy, Shagmi, and it looks like OpNoPro rage quit again. You just can't hang. Oh my God, I hate to do this. This always happens whenever I get an intelligent, hot female caller. For some reason, the one angry Jew likes to pop in and troll.
Oh, really? Did you forget
about
this? This is not the night for him.
So,
can you just not pick up the phone?
Without further ado, let's get through with this quickly and painlessly, hopefully. I can't guarantee anything, but our good friend, the one angry Jew, is here with us now. What it do, Jew?
I need a radio reset, please.
A radio reset?
Then you should have gone on earlier and listened to it.
Well, in a nutshell, our good friend Motormouth News, who is a good friend of the show, has allegedly been incarcerated or taken in for some god awful reason, God knows reason, and he's not with us tonight. So people are kind of talking about that. Also, this outfit, PressStorm.com, a website which was run and by this couple who had called into my show a couple of times. I don't remember know if you remember a chick named Jamie from PressStorm calling in a couple of times. Like she called in once talking about Agenda 21. She's like into a lot of Alex Jones type shit. You'd actually like her, Joe. Actually, you should team up with her. To be honest, you and these people get along really well. To be serious though. But anyway,
well,
they have this website, and they have this news website that got really, really integrated with the Anonymous community, and they just shut down their site willy-nilly yesterday, I think it was, or today, and said that, oh, this whole website, this news website we were doing, it was all a big front for a research project we're doing on Anonymous, and we've infiltrated Anonymous, and we're going to write a book on it now. And so they pissed off a lot of the Anonymous members in the process, and a lot of these people are venting it here tonight.
Thank you very much. So nobody.
And we have our friend Ellie, who's not to be confused with an anonymous hacker. She's a new friend of the show. She's been following PressStorm, and she did her own research just off of Google, I would presume, and found out a little bit on characters, and who the hell is fapping in the or God knows what in the background? Could you please try not to breathe so loud?
I think that was Satan.
Was that you? Actually, was that you, Jew? Was that you?
No, I believe that was Satan.
All right, so there, so you're up to speed there for more or less, and
yes.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. So what do you think?
No vagina talk tonight.
No vagina talk tonight.
I can see. All right, I see that. Well, it is a little bit off for Vincent. So it sounds like everybody is trolling everybody. You don't know what's going on, what's true, what's not. Yeah, I seem to remember you giving the impression months ago that you had been incarcerated, but really not. So maybe
That's right. This is that's true. That's true. There was a time when people thought that I was banned, but I really wasn't. But I didn't have a spouse that confirmed it, though.
Well, you know the spouse personally?
No, but my friend Jackal does, and he's on the line, and he confirmed it.
And you know the spouse personally?
Oh, you're on. You're on. Everybody's on with the Jew.
And
right
you
now.
Know Jackal personally?
No, but I'm a.
He's my internet buddy.
Okay. He's a verified anon. He's a verified something.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm the last contact for a lot of people. If something happens to them, I get an email. Some people would consider myself anonymous. I certainly would. Other than that, it doesn't really matter if you care or if you know. Ooh. Anything.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious because I always
why are you curious?
Anonymous
you just pop
thing.
Up on here and talk shit. And you don't know anything.
I'm talking shit. I'm catching up. What are you talking about?
If you wanted to catch up, you could have came on about an hour and a half ago.
It's okay. Some people catch the show in the second hour. They need to be brought up to speed. The Jew is very slow. If you don't, if you haven't figured it out, he's very deliberate. Speaking of another Jew who's not slow, OpNoPro, what's up?
Wow. I got to sit on the line and rage quit 40 times while I'm waiting for your ass. Did the cocaine come in, Vince, before we go over anything? Is the cocaine in? The 545 pounds of cocaine that we ordered when we were in the green room last week?
Hey, Jew. Did you bring that coke I told you to bring?
Yeah, everybody in the chat room is waiting for it. Jew boy, did you bring that shit? Because we need to blow, man. We've got to
do it. Did he call me Jew boy?
Yeah.
Yes, Jew boy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's the problem, man? You're the angry
better than what,
Jew, aren't
better than
you?
What Ghost calls you.
What does Ghost call me?
You know, figures you would call in
what
when
Ghost,
we got...
What does Ghost call you? I'll tell you what Ghost calls you. Here you go. This is Ghost. What do you think of One Angry Jew?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
That wasn't directed at me. That was at Benjamin Solomon. These people are easily
amused.
Why is that?
Oh, let's see. Shabbat, you fucking Jew. Okay.
That was impressive.
Really. Hey, I'm racist.
The one angry Jew was impressed. We shall have a moment of silence.
Wow, we have Patriot Greg in the building? Are you kidding me? I've had Patriot Greg in my chat room this whole time. This is huge. Shouts out to Patriot Greg in the building. Wow, the actual not the verb, or the noun, or the person.
And yeah.
Not to Patriot Greg, it's the actual man, Patriot Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Look a little closer.
Very excited. Very excited.
Look a little bit closer.
So,
Patriot Greg.
What are you asking? Joke.
Look a bit closer, Vince.
Yeah, where? Well, who else is there? Am I missing somebody?
At Patriot Greg.
Oh, Patriot T. Greg. Patriot T. Greg.
There you go.
Oh, like truthiness. Aww. It's patriot-y, Greg. Well, what up, dude? It's good enough. Good enough. Close enough.
All right.
I want to ask Ms. Becker.
Yeah, I feel a lot of anger in your soiree tonight. Why is that?
Lauren.
Yes.
Are you the one that the guy did the dry humping for 4 hours? Was that you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was me. That was for my psychology of sexuality class in community college.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
You did
okay.
You dry humped for a class project? You dry
humped? No. It was a paper about it for a sexuality class. It was my topic of choice.
You want to recite some of it for us now?
Okay. I don't remember. It was 5 years ago.
Here, let me just turn down the lights. We'll get things set up.
I'll start the candles and bring the oil.
How many times have we heard this?
Say, shut up.
Very white.
Shut the fuck up. Hold the camera. Hold the camera. Come on.
Oh, we got that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first got to be about 14 years old.
No pro, put that back in your pants. We're going to record
that.
Oh,
yeah.
You do that later.
Why is Kyoto so quiet?
He's laughing.
He's no.
Hello, Jim.
He's the sound guy. He's operating the boom.
I need you to contact.
Am I
muted? Not that boom, Kyoto. Not that boom.
am I muted?
I'm closer in
no,
the
you're
mic.
Not muted. Everybody's
smaller.
Unmuted. It's a fucking audio orgy. We're all live.
Yeah. Lauren.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
My balls feel terrific.
All right, that's enough. I lost my boner. Yeah.
So in 2014, will you bring me in as your son when you finish law school?
Your son?
Yeah,
no,
when you
finish
law
school. You have to understand, I'm putting myself through law school, and I'm going to be a lawyer so I can go on and save up. And I can get my degree in sexology, okay? It's
right.
You'll need a degree. You can just come over here.
I'm going to strippers so they can go to law school, and I just...
Hey, wait a second. One Jew at a time, all right? One Jew at a time.
Yes, well, there is only one Jew. Doesn't she have to sell her soul to go to law school?
Well, I'm doomed. I'd be a fourth generation attorney, so I think it's already been sold.
That was a great movie, Paper Chase. Did you like that, Lauren? Did you see that, Paper Chase? Timothy Bottoms, remember that? Yeah, Timothy Bottoms did Paper Chase. It was going to law school.
Is it a movie?
Yes, Paper Chase. You got to see
it. I've not seen it. Let me.
Classic, up there with The Graduate. Same
not
time
Paper
period.
Cut, Paper Chase.
Paper Chase. Yeah, brilliant. Law school. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay, I see
the
it now.
The movie of going to law, besides Brazil, which is another.
And if you're a lesbian, you'll really love Lindsay Wagner. She's very luscious in that movie.
Unfortunately, I'm not a lesbian.
There is always hope.
Neither am I. You know, that's a bit. I can live well with that. I can live well. So I can't be your son because you want to get a psychology degree? I have a psych degree. I was telling you, I have a master's in psychology. And
it's the attack of the two-headed Jew.
Oh, no.
Ah! We're being attacked
really
by the two-headed Jew. Everybody run for your life.
Is he in there? I'm like multitasking.
Jew,
hide
man.
Your
come
wallets.
On.
So did you know Jamie, Lauren?
I didn't.
That's
I didn't,
what
I was.
Or are you just doxing her ass? Yeah?
Huh?
Are you just doxing her or did you know her?
I didn't know her at all. I just got pissed off by all this today. Like the audacity. The audacity.
Yeah.
I've done you've probably done psychological research before too. The audacity of calling it a psychology project.
Well,
and
that's why
that
I think it's a total cop out. She's making it up
yeah.
in the 11th hour. Well, really she's making it up after the game's over. And that's atrocious. I mean, the amount of litigation that's going to be thrown her way for being so stupid and obnoxious to make that comment is, I just put a tweet out a while ago that it's insurmountable what's going to be coming towards her. It's just insane, although she is insane. So if she pleads insanity, she's going to have a hard time because she's been insane for 10 months. So that one's not going to fly. We don't have to deal with that claim. And it's incredible. I mean, just the girl is insane. So insane.
Yeah.
That we're going to have to just put her away. I think she should be in the wax museum for anonymous. Put her in the wax museum so we can all go by and just fuck with her while she's frozen. Really? She deserves no oxygen. She's a bitch.
Could somebody please provide me with the unmoved mover?
Oh boy.
The what?
The unmoved mover.
The unmoved mover?
The unmoved mover. I need a little foundation.
I don't get that.
I know.
Mm.
Well, explain it to me, you Jew.
That would be Mr. Jew.
No. You're obnoxious as it stands. I don't want to entice you.
If you ask Vince, I'm really not obnoxious tonight.
Well, just to use the name One Angry Jew, I mean, I only know that from the Holocaust, so let's get moving. What are you talking about? What is the mover?
One angry Jew has nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Well, every Jew I know that's angry has to do with the Holocaust. What's your mover that?
Wow. Did you miss the logic course in college?
I missed every course. I never went to college. It wasn't
okay.
me.
It's showing. All right.
I'm
you
sorry.
Mad? Are you mad?
No. I don't know how to get mad. I had a prefrontal lobotomy. Kind of prevents that when I rip urinals off from the toilet, you fuck. What's the problem? Woohoo!
Urinals? What?
I don't think so. You better catch up, man.
That's right. Jew versus Jew. Coming to a
this
Monday, every Tuesday night here on Blog Talk Radio is Jew versus Jew. Pro versus One Angry Jew right now, folks. Get in on the fun. That's what we should turn on. Jew versus
Jew. All right, but I do have a question.
Jew Tuesday. Right here.
I do have a question.
Blog Talk Radio. What's up? Yes, go ahead, Jew. Your question.
Red or white wine with the show tonight?
Red wine, everybody. Red wine. I'd like to go for like...
I'll go with red wine if I can throw it in the Jew's face. And it would just splatter all over it. Look like blood.
Yeah, that's what they drink on Sunday. With the little biscuits with the peanut butter, Jew.
No,
don't you...
That's right. And wouldn't you know it, it's time for another edition of Masterpiece Theater with One of the... yes. Jew, do you have any cheese with that wine tonight?
No, I do not. But I do have a fine steak.
Oh, do tell.
A fine steak.
Or not.
Vince, you have your show saved, right, with Jamie? Those are all archives.
Yes, I do. It was a fantastical show I had with one Jamie Cohn of the PressStorm.com. It was a glorious interview I had in depth. I exposed her for the fraud that she is. It's very obvious if you go to the archives.
You need to add some stuff to it. Just take the closed session and just do some fun, man. Give it to us for YouTube. We'll pretty it up. We'll pretty it up. Okay, here's
Lauren. It's Shiraz, Jew. I'm drinking Shiraz tonight.
Okay, Vince. Here you go. Watch your chat board. Here we go.
Oh, I don't care. You know, I don't care. I'll admit it. I, like Jamie Von Korn Von Korn, enjoy the finer things in life. I reveal myself now to be not part of the 99%. Of course not. I'm part of the 1%, you fools.
Ah, 2 tons of gefilte fish. Syrah, red wine, Australia.
Anybody? Is everybody fine? Anybody need anything? I'm gonna go to the bathroom right now.
Leave us with.
Can I get you anything? Good. I'll pass through the kitchen on my way back. I can get you. More wine. More wine. Everybody fine. More wine.
Give me some brie.
More brie. Okay. All right. We'll get more brie. Okay. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
And a lighter for my cherry cigar.
Okay, can you guys hear us in the chat? Oh,
it was
so
much
nicer
when it was so much better when Motormouth was here. He would get this stuff for us. God damn it.
Go on.
I missed that guy already.
Give us the radio. Come on. You can trust us.
Someone said, bring malt to the
car. You cannot arrest a scroller. You cannot arrest a scroller.
Give me some goddamn malt liquor. In the chat.
I see it. Wendigo. Yeah. Bring malt liquor. Where I don't like sex on the telly. I keep falling off. Okay,
Apple.
So.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm.
That's some stuff.
Sexy.
Anyways,
yeah.
Seriously.
The twit's back. What, Vince? What?
We got 15.
I thought you were going to the bathroom. Come on, give us the room for 1 minute. You can trust
get
us. We won't have anything weird.
Dude, you're already scaring off half my callers. Roy just rage quit. Everybody's getting pissed off. See, everybody's on their period tonight. That's why this is tampon Tuesday.
Not me.
My ears.
You're always on the rag. That's why you're the one angry Jew. You're always
raging. No, I'm in a lovely mood tonight.
And why is that?
Life is good.
So is your steak.
Well done. Now that is
that's
a nice glass of wine. Gnarly Head. Did you ever buy Gnarly Head? I always wanted to buy it.
Gnarly Head.
Gnarly Head.
I've received some Gnarly Head before, but I've never drank any wine called Gnarly Head, no.
Hey, I get it.
Gnarly Head wine. Thanks, Ghost. Ghost is distributing.
Here's to you, Vince.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Good times, everybody. Good times. 3-4
So aside from everybody,
aside
from everybody confusing everybody, what's the point?
Nothing.
Exactly. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm holding it down for only 15 more minutes. But time flies when you're having fun. Huh? Yeah. What's up, dude?
I guess I want to draw a connection here between. You know, the conversation we were having earlier about, union and other, institutional involvement in off Wall Street and the Occupy movement and press storm, right? And what's kind of the common lesson here? And I've been thinking about this all day and actually since yesterday when you and I had a very robust discussion about the role of civil sector institutions and social movements. And I think the lesson for me here, and I hope it's a takeaway other folks will consider, is you have to discern the self-interest of the parties you're engaging with, right? So when the Communications Workers of America come and they say, we want to endorse your rally, right? We want to endorse what you're doing with the Occupy movement. You have to have enough conversation with those people to understand what is their self-interest. Right, what's motivating them in this case? And it's exactly the same thing if you're participating with Press Storm, right, or the next person who comes along who has an established website that wants people to throw their lot in with them. Have enough conversation, do your due diligence and discern the self-interest of the parties that you're aligning yourself with. The only way to avoid pitfall, and NoPro had a very good standard earlier that he mentioned, and I don't want to paraphrase it because I think it was very exactly worded, and it's quite good, but I think that's the process that leads up to that risk assessment that he was talking about and allows you to make a sound decision about this and stay safe over the long period and be successful.
At which you make a decision? Yeah. Mic check.
Mic check. This is not fucking. This will never be a goddamn General Assembly. You piece of shit.
Never be a goddamn General Assembly.
Wiggling my fingers. Right, I'm wiggling my fingers. I'm wiggling my fingers.
My pee-pee's hard.
Do it. Forever. Two syllable.
That's three. Big shout out to Flyover Territory in the chat room. Old friend. You know, the guy has got like Tourette's or something. He wonders why I mute him, dude, because he just doesn't turn himself off. I have to turn him off.
But you always turn him on.
Oh, yeah, because he turns me on, baby. But I wanted to take a quick second and just say hi to Eric from Flyover Territory, who is in my chat room right now. There's a lot of people in my chat room right now. Jesus Christ. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We got about 12 minutes to go, and then it's lights out. But go ahead, OpNoPro, you were saying?
Hello there.
Hi.
Hold on, I'm talking to my computer. Shh. You're on my speech recognition. You just said hello. It's going to get sent to you. Hold on, Vince. Oh, it's off. Okay. Kyoto, I think you're talking about risk-reward in the sense of taking risk if you're on the basis of being able to accept the downside risk. Make your decisions based on that.
That's not what I heard. I heard trust no one.
I heard trust but verify.
Trust but verify was Parallax 9 saying today, and one of the other munchkins. But, yeah, he said he brought it up. Look on Twitter. Yeah, we were all talking about it on Twitter.
That expression was kind of made famous by Ronald Reagan. The trust to verify was made famous by Ronald Reagan. He got it from the perestroika conversations he was having with Gorbachev. It's an old Russian expression, trust but verify.
Right. Well, gee, what can we tell him? He's a communist. It's kind of interesting. I'm not sure he knows the background of it, but he probably does. No, I wasn't saying to trust no one. I was saying if you're going to trust, there's no problem in having a basic trust with everyone, but do not do it with people that you cannot afford to be wrong with, is what I'm saying.
I was talking to the person that said
trust nobody, and I said to Shag, that's a horrible way to view life. There's no reason to discard everybody. The way to do it is just accept everybody, but make sure that you are prepared to handle any downside risk. Now, some of the downside risk may be in them absorbing your oxygen. So 99% are gone from the beginning. Don't get me wrong. It's not like you are running a love party and everybody's invited. Fuck that. But everybody
I tried to join my love party today.
Yeah, I started. Everybody has an opportunity.
So I don't want to hear that this is not a love party. You try to join mine today.
I asked for permission. I said you mind. I was busy. But, no, I just thought it was good to accept everyone and then discard those that you don't want to have around you. Now, the first cut may be 99%. Not a problem. And then you just...
Oh, my.
You really want to be close to. You start being... Remember, people are closer less frequently as they get older. You're just like losing the very core of everything you built when you were younger. And you just have a tendency to go off alone. That's what happens to many people. And you just have to hold on to your roots.
Everybody's a cat?
Need a hug.
Cats do.
Do I need a hug?
Well, let me make a suggestion here that one thing that's lacking in all of this is a distinction between the public life and the private life, right? When you're engaging in social change in this way, although what you may be doing is an expression of deeply held mores, you're engaging in the public life, right? And so if you come to terms with that and recognize, okay, in the development of a separate private life, right, where I'm going to be the one that's liked, that's where I'm going to look for love, where I want can be the funny one, the smart one, the attractive one. If you're looking for all those things in your private life, then in your public life you can focus on one thing, right, respect, like dignity, right, the expression of that dignity. I want to be treated fairly. I want to be treated with respect by whether it be a public official I'm petitioning, a police officer I'm dealing with in the streets at a protest, or another Twitter user, right, then you're entering into a different you're going God tier, in my opinion. I guess you're going God tier in terms of work of your preparation to make change and engage with others over a longer period of time, right? You won't be offended, right? If you're not, if somebody tells you you're a dumb fuck and you're not looking for reinforcement about your self-identity as a smart person in the public life, you don't care. You're never mad, right? You mad? No, never. Because I'm living the public life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, think about some of the crap a lot of politicians take. You know, as much as we hate politicians sometimes, think about, imagine being Sarah Palin, and imagine, you know, some of the crap that comes out about her, just whether it's true or not. And she doesn't handle it very well, first of all, but, yeah, you wish she would handle it so much. But if I know a local politician where it's like someone went to his house and made a fake domestic violence phone call. And that got all over the news. And he moved on from city council to assemblyman after that somehow. Like, but imagine having to deal with that for the rest of your political life. And has to, like, just knowing and hoping that people will trust that whole scam, that sham to defame your name, you know.
And this happened in Boulder.
And this happened in West Covina. This is Roger Hernandez. He's an assembly member now, and that particular city is based, your typical city where the city council members buddy-buddy up with the local developers, and the wealth just gets kind of circulated with the redevelopment funds, just kind of gets circulated amongst the top people, and then your population of Hispanic and Mexican minorities are just apathetic and don't care, so this can continue. And Roger Hernandez saw this happening before him and saw these, you know, loopholes and conflict of interest being just grossly used so this could happen. And he tried to actually make a bill called AB 527 in California, and it passed with flying colors in the House. And after that happened, that city council sent him a letter saying, we're going to work with Senator Ed Hernandez to kill your bill. And sure enough, in Senate committee, when it came up, Ed Hernandez, he had voted yes 50 times that day, and no, he didn't vote no at all on the day that he voted absent. He voted absent on this bill. He was too pussy to make a vote on this bill because he was threatened by the West Covina City Council to not let this particular closure of the loophole that allowed them to do what they do go on to the Senate floor. So, I mean, that's a big convoluted story, but that guy early on had to deal with just constant lawsuits that were totally bogus. A lady said that he caused her irritable bowel syndrome in City Hall. Like, ridiculous bullshit. People are able to do this and make these false claims. Like, you have to fight that for the rest of your political life. So whether you're a politician or you're just an activist on Twitter, you just have to kind of have your way of, you live and learn, but you have to have your way of combating that just sort of in a template form, you know?
Why didn't you ever call in during the Operation Bulletin?
Huh?
Why didn't you ever call in?
Oh, why didn't I ever? I don't know. I'm a law student. I have to be, man. Today I have to get a sick day, so you've got me today, but I'll call in. I mean, Operation
Bulletin. Give school, call radio.
good plan. I wish I could do that every day. But in law school, you can only miss two classes.
I did. Hey,
I understand. Your studies are important.
Yeah. I'll go back.
Poetry.
But you did do a great job on that operation, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I miss their city council meeting. They have one.
Here's one of her quotes, Jackal. I know a leader when I taste one, and you taste like felt and grommet.
Who wrote that?
It's one of my poems.
Oh.
Lauren's poem.
Lauren's quote.
you taste like felt.
Yeah,
she got some
good
comments on her site.
Are you doxing over there on the radio?
I already did that. That's done.
I doxed myself, yeah. I mean, my poetry website's on my Twitter, so you can see
it. Yeah, I'm looking at your Twitter right now. That's what made me remind find me what I was talking to.
Yeah. Because, Jacko, you're the one that did the four-hour hump, dry hump. Wasn't that you? 7 hours.
It's never dry. Never dry.
Somebody shot something over her transom. It was you. I saw it.
No,
I'm surprised.
You just wanted to jump into the fun this afternoon. That's all I got to say.
I was away. I was busy talking to a new friend, and we were going for hours, and time passed, and then all of a sudden I see like 7 people on my Twitter account all gathering together going, woo-hoo-hoo, I love you, you know. It used to be like the bed we'd put together before we go to sleep. Remember on Twitter?
What was interesting was the grouping of people. I mean, we had Parallax9, which
I know
was awkward. And then one of his cronies, and then the Suicide Girls, and then Emmy, all having fun together.
I know. That was incredible.
Oh, God. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Okay, I've had enough. We got to turn off the lights, get the fuck out of here, but not before we give everybody a final word. Kyoto, would you like to share any final thoughts before we shut down the show?
Fight smart.
Fight smart. Very well then. Thank you, sir. Shagmi, final thoughts.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. OpNoProbe, final thoughts.
Fuck you, Jamie. You really fucked up.
Damn.
I will see if she doesn't come into work. Not a problem. She can never get away. Too bad.
Okay. Thank you, OpNoPro. Appreciate your participation as per usual. Kisses, old man. Jackal Anon, final thoughts.
Free motor mouth news. And for some, dick enter hive.
Damn. And last but not least, certainly, our good friend Ellie. Thank you for joining us. Do you have anything you'd like to share before we part?
First, I'll say hi to Loops. Hi. And my tag on my email, as always, keep it real or else.
I love it. Nice. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you will join us again soon. It's great having you here.
Night.
All right. Good night. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Shouts out to everybody holding me down in the chat room. I love you all. Loops, Dermoose, Ghost, Zero, Goose Cream Soup, Mary Mad, Movie Bits, Ms. Becker, No Thieves Allowed, Op No Pro, Patriot, T. Greg, Prison Reform Movement, Shag Me, Wendigo, and Crossbones. Thank you all for coming out. Really appreciate the love. Shouts out to Motormouth News. We love you. I love you, bro. I miss you. It's not the same in the chat room without you. We miss you. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon. Free Motormouth News. I'm Vince in the Bay. Peace out, yo. reason, all these old audio clips I have on here distort like a motherfucker. It's so weird. That sounded like shit. Man, I got to clean out this audio archive. It's getting ridiculous. But that sounded like ass. I'm so sorry, everybody. This goes out to Motormouth. Good night. Wait, is that one distorted too? What the fuck? All this shit's fucked up. Damn. Oh, well. Good show. I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace out, everybody. VITB in the house. Peace out.
Thank you very nice.